This is the family, and I'd like you to get an image in your mind of the family together, if you can. See the house in Stratford-on-Avon on Henley Street in the evening, with a fire lit, candles very expensive, so probably light coming from rushes or from the fire itself. Rushes spread all over the floor, to trap the dirt and grease. They have had their dinner. Dinner usually consists of a piece of veal roasted on the fire, and a bit of bread, no potatoes, and beer, homebrewed. And there they are. What are they doing in the evening? Very hard to tell. Probably they went to bed very shortly after dinner to conserve light. But I have an image of Gilbert sitting there trying to pore over the Bible. Richard with his rather sharp eyes listening. Edmund, the baby, crawling on the floor. Will dreaming of the future. And possibly John Shakespeare, the father, a bit subdued because his wife Mary has been indulging in one of her periodic bouts of aristocratic nostalgia. When we were at Wilmcote, we didn't just have salt beef or veal, we used to have pigeon pie. You know, we had 200 pigeons in the pigeon cotes at Wilmcote. And so indeed they did. Yes, my dear, yes, my dear, I've heard that story before. I think the relationship between the various members of the family was a sound one. The enmity that's supposed to exist between father and son in our own age did not exist then. One of the most terrible images that Shakespeare can drum up to symbolize the death of order, the breaking down of order, is in Troilus and Cressida, where he says, "And the rude son shall strike the father dead."